U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday that representatives from Pakistan are coming to the United States next week as the South Asian country seeks to make a deal on tariffs. Pakistan faces a potential 29% tariff on its exports to the United States due to a $3 billion trade surplus with the world's biggest economy under tariffs announced by Washington last month on countries around the world. As you know, we're very close making a deal with India, Trump told reporters at Joint Base Andrews after departing Air Force One. Indian Trade Minister Piyush Goyal visited Washington recently to advance trade talks, with both sides aiming to sign an interim agreement by early July. India faces 26% tariffs on shipments to the U.S. Reuters reported last week that India is likely to allow U.S. firms to bid for contracts worth over $50 billion, mainly from federal entities, as it negotiates a trade deal with Washington. According to private news sources, formal negotiations on reciprocal tariffs between the two countries have already begun. According to a press release from the finance ministry in Islamabad, Finance Minister Senator Mohammad Aurangzeb held a preliminary phone discussion with U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer. Meanwhile, a high-level political delegation from Pakistan, led by PPP Chairman and former Foreign Minister Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, is set to arrive in New York on June 2. The visit aims to present Pakistan's perspective on its recent military tensions with India, following the Pahalgam attack. The delegation includes PPP Senator Sherry Rahman, Federal Minister Musaddiq Malik, Senior PMLN Leader Khurram Dastgir Khan, former Foreign Minister Hina Rabbani Kaur, and former Foreign Secretaries Jalil Abbas Jalani and Tamina Jenjua. During their two-day stay in New York, the delegation will meet with United Nations officials and engage with international media. They will then travel to Washington, D.C. on June 3, where they will begin a series of official engagements on June 4. These will include meetings with U.S. congressmen, think tanks, American and international media outlets, and various segments of American civil society at the Pakistan Embassy.